case number 10269, Abraham Lincoln Jones, east of Route 1, south of Norwood Street, being lots 64 and 80 within West Rehoboth Development. A special use exception to place a manufactured home on a financial hardship basis and a variance from the minimum square footage requirement for a parcel.
Name and address.
Alfonso Harris.
Address?
116 Norwood Street.
Rehoboth?
Rehoboth.
All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
What was your first name?
Alonzo Harris.
Alonzo?
Yes. Baby.
Sir, could you state your name again for the record?
Alonzo Harris.
Alonzo Harris. Okay, thank you. Okay, could you explain your request to the board, please?
We're requesting that a special exception of the manufactured home be placed on lots 64 off and 80 to minimize square footage be placed.
Okay, is this mobile home on there now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did this mobile home get put on there? How did this happen, the mobile home being on there already?
Well, I was there a few years ago before my father passed away, and it's been there ever since. I guess grandfather logged in, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So how long would you say it's been there?
Quite over, like 15 years now.
15 years? Yes,
sir.
And it was your grandfather's?
No, father's.
Your father's. Okay. And how is this going to be a financial hardship?
Well, right now, due to the point of my mother's condition, and I'm here there to, you know, be beside her, take care of her while she's unable to do whatever, you know, to move around the way she's supposed to. Take it back and forth, doctor appointments and everything. And
Mr. Ricker, this sounds more like a medical hardship.
Well, yeah.
Sounds like a medical hardship. Then she's in the trailer? Your mother's in the trailer now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're living in the house?
Yes, I'm in the hot trailer, mobile home behind her. We're requested the footage on, I think, on 80. I think my mobile was on 2 feet or 3 feet over on lot 80, which is owned by the same person.
How did this come about? How did you?
The county coming and said somebody complained, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so you got a violation.
Yeah.
That's how you did this.
Yes, sir.
Originally, it was a house on a combined lot, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So there was one lot, which is?
Lot 64. And which was, mobile home was on 2 feet of 80, I think it was.
And, okay, so now it appears that by this survey that the house encroaches over the property line.
Sure does. That's what he's asking for. He's asking for 625 square feet addition to the lot to put it in compliance.
So you're going to take lot 80. You're going to propose you take 625 square feet off of lot 80.
I don't know if it was that much, but it was, yes.
That's what it's saying here on your survey.
So you own lot 80?
My father does. Yes.
Okay.
If you're looking for a medical hardship, you know you've got to have a doctor's certificate.
We complied that with the lady or whoever he was, the guy from the county. And we went through all that to get our
medical hardship?
Yes, sir.
Well, his application isn't for a medical.
It isn't for a medical.
I heard you say, though, that it sounds more like a medical hardship. And I'm just telling you, on a medical hardship, he would have to supply a.
But that's what the county guy told us to go through and get all the applications filled out for all that.
Did you personally come into the office and fill out the paperwork and what happened?
Yes, sir. Me and my sister.
Okay. And when you came in, you explained to him what you were doing?
Yes, sir.
And you explained to him about your mother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, the problem that we have here is that you've applied for the wrong thing. Okay. You should have applied. Okay, I'm trying to help you out.
Okay. Let him finish, sir, then you.
Okay.
Then we'll let
so,
him question.
So what you... The lot square footage was correct.
Mm.
Okay. But instead of a financial hardship, it should have been a request for a medical hardship.
Right. Right.
So what I'm going to suggest is that we allow a reapplication with no fee for a medical hardship. And then we would.
Why would you say no fee?
Hmm?
Why would you say no fee?
Because he just testified. He told whoever at the office the situation with his mother.
Yeah, maybe I'm saying it wrong or whatever. I mean, I'm new to this, but that's what my understanding of the request of this is for. I think if I'm not.
Man, if you're going to testify, you have to. So let me get this straight. You're under the impression
that
we just heard counsel speak, but right. I'll try to explain to you. You're under the impression that this is for hardship. Man, you can go up here and be sworn in if you'd like to testify.
Maybe you said, explain
let me right. let her get sworn in, then we'll start again.
What's your name and
Ann
address?
Harris.
And address?
116 North Street.
And do you swear upon the testimony about the gifts to be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're under the impression of what you're doing here that was for this hardship you're saying, the way they explained it to you. Is that what?
Okay. We've applied for the medical hardship. The doctor says she wasn't really in a condition to
meet the requirements.
So they could not sign the paper. They sent it back.
Okay.
So we had to file for financial
hardship.
Yes, along with the
variance. So that was my question. So. How is this a financial hardship then?
I don't know. They just told us apply for the financial hardship.
Who's that? The
people. We talked to Susan Isaacs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
County. So, county. That's what they told us to apply for the financial hardship.
You can apply.
We went through the medical.
Yeah, you can, it doesn't say strictly medical. You can apply for a hardship.
She told us medical first, and then we went through all that with the doctor, and they explained to
him. But you couldn't get anything from the doctor?
No, they said they could not sign the paper.
So the only other option you had was to apply for a hardship?
Oh, well, she said financial.
So your mother needs help, but the doctor just wouldn't...
I guess sign whatever they...
Wouldn't require it. Okay. In your opinion, she needs attention and help?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, okay. That's still 2 years, right?
Yeah, it's still max okay. 2 years.
You understand then if it's approved, the lot wouldn't change, but in the event that your mother would no longer live, well, first off, the maximum period is 2 years, okay? And before the end of 2 years, if she still resides there and the hardship still exists, then you would need to come back to the office.
Reapply.
To ask for an extension year by year, okay, at no charge. If you let that lapse, then you'd be back here paying a fee, okay? And if it is approved for the hardship, it can remain there for as long as your mother lives there, but and not for a rental or any other purpose.
Okay.
Okay?
How can you prove a hardship? I mean, financial hardship. You've got to prove to this board that it is a hardship.
As far as
you need a doctor's certificate on a medical hardship, okay?
Well, she had a mini stroke.
Okay, but the doctor didn't think that this was enough.
No.
Okay.
She's not working. I mean, she's out of, we're there to support and give her what she needs, get around and do what she needs.
Yeah, and she's walking with a cane. She's going to therapy to rehabilitate her legs.
I mean, that's...
Sturdy her walk.
Are you both working or not working to take care of
her? Working,
You
yes.
both work?
Well, I'm not right now.
Well, you're not working, no. So you're home with her during the day?
Yes.
She's not able to work.
And she's not able to work?
He didn't give her... Right.
So...
She's been out of work for what now?
Since December 27th. It took her out of work.
Mm-hmm.
When she first fell ill.
We don't normally grant variances for financial hardship.
Well, it doesn't say, you know, the statute doesn't say financial, it just says hardship.
Yeah, it says hardship, so, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, and I think what they've said, if I'm not mistaken, is that it's a condition where an elderly adult needs some help. The alternative would probably be trying to put her in some sort of a nursing home, which you probably don't want to do.
Right.
And even though the doctor may not certify that they need, excuse me, somebody 24/7, they want to be there to help their parents. And I think that's something okay. You're probably going to see a lot more often. Because you don't get many situations where the doctors don't sign off on it. I don't think they pay that much attention to them, to be honest with you. But this seems to be one. But the hardship is not being able to have somebody care for.
So their testimony is good enough to not.
Yeah,
not
it doesn't say it has to be financial.
No, I'm saying it's not. They don't have to prove anything financially the way they a hardship like they have to with medical.
Well, the medical hardship requirements is something that the board is kind of.
Come up with
or requested.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm asking.
Because of the reoccurrence of it and the type of hardship that it is.
Because we're asking for proof.
And that's what I'm trying to establish here.
Yeah,
they don't have to come up with any documentation or anything here to
the ordinance doesn't request or require it, no.
Okay. Well, they're testifying under
but
oath.
There's so few. Yeah, there's so few of these that I want to get it clear in my mind that we don't, as operations coordinator, I want to make sure I'm giving the people that are taking these applications the right information so that you have it at the board, and if you do need documentation of some sort, that, you know, I can give them those instructions.
I would think you would need that, a document or something. I mean, we did it with
for medical.
I'm not asking medical, but we need some kind of proof on them.
Testimony under oath is proof.
That's what he said. No. Testimony only there.
And you can use the same thing for medical then. Testimony, really.
For years, the board did that.
Yeah.
And without anything from a doctor.
From a doctor.
But there were so many requests for medical hardships, and there was also testimony that the medical hardship didn't necessarily exist.
What was
the opposition? Then we felt it was in the best interest of our decision to have some sort of letter from a doctor, but it isn't a requirement in the ordinance.
But I have to concur with them though. What would happen though if these medical hardships all of a sudden became financial hardships and it implied for medical? See, I mean, this is the first one. I concur what they're saying because of that.
The thing is that we're trying to make sure that these mobile homes do not get used as a rental. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And
because this could be for the
financial. This is what's happened. A lot of the inspectors go out there, and they find out that the intended use that you've approved is not being done.
Right.
And that's the reason you see that report that we have now, where we clean them off. Either you renew it with the board, or guess what? You've got to remove it.
Right.
So that's the reason we put that into place.
Right.
So there was no way in those days to be able to do it without. They would testify here and say, my mom's sick. You know, I got to keep her there. But then you said, oh, well, what? Look at this. Look what's happened here.
And hardship's not limited to medical or financial. I mean, we've approved in the case of a hardship where there's been a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done most of those on a case-by-case thing.
Wait a minute. When you prove it by fire, then you must have a statement from the inspector that he has seen that it's burnt to the ground. That's
okay. But, I mean, a hardship is not limited to any type of hardship, I guess is my point. And so other than medical, we've taken on a case by case.
Well, I think Mr. Burrow answered my question. You don't have to, I'm saying.
I'll give you another example. I mean, maybe somebody's got a house where they've had some leaks for a long time and they've got mold growing that all of a sudden it's causing people some ill health or something like that. They could come in for the same kind of thing, a hardship for 2 years till they get the place cleaned up, rebuilt, whatever. You know, you're not going to see many of them because I think, like I said, the doctors typically are very sympathetic to the patients. I'm surprised that this one said no. But
well, in this case, it may be that in a couple of years, you know, she regains her health and can go back to work and that kind of thing. And, you know, when you, prior to 2 years, if it's approved, you'd want to come back and let the office know the status of the situation.
Okay, and one question more. I see you got a fence. Have you just put that fence up there, or is it
been up? Just property over.
Property over. Well, the air is pointing your way. Okay.
Lot 80 is owned by your father?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he resides on that lot?
He's deceased right now, yes. That's it, but he's deceased.
So Lot 80 is in the estate, or has the estate been settled? Or?
I can't hear you.
Is it part of his estate, or has it been settled?
Yeah, it's part of it. Both of them were owned by him. Yes, grandmother passed down. His mother passed down to him.
64 and 80.
So, yes. So you have a new deed for the...
Not yet.
Not yet.
I called over. We have to come over with a lawyer, change everything over, and get everything situated.
So, but you're living on this lot?
64.
Your mother in the mobile?
64.
Okay. And then who lives in lot 80 now?
Brother.
My brother.
So you have two mobile homes on that lot? Two mobile homes there then, one on 64 and one on 80. Or 79.
Anybody.
80.
It's a
house. 80 would become its own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would, you know, be its own parcel. They're subdividing this, correct?
Yes.
It was at one time, it became one parcel.
Became one parcel.
And now they're subdividing.
Now he wants to put on additional, how much was it, I say, 625?
625.
625.
So both were non-conforming as far as the 10,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Looks like most of the lots in the area are less than 10,000 square feet.
Oh, yeah.
625 square feet is not going to make a whole lot of difference, is it?
Not going to make an impact.
Mr. Chairman, there's too many loose ends here for me to vote on this evening. I'd like to see this tabled until our next meeting and let the staff do a little research and get things together.
Okay. I'd like to hear if there's any opposition first.
Okay.
Just making that suggestion.
You're making that right now, so I'm going to call for that in just a moment. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? No further questions? Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's one.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. Okay, I'll entertain a motion, and I'd
like to move that we table case number 10269 and give the staff some time to research this and get things together for our next regular meeting.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,269 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been tabled to our next regular meeting. May be a decision.
20th?
20th. But there will be no other testimony given. Just give the board a chance to review it. And
okay.
And there may be a decision. You may come if you would like, but again, there'll be no testimony to be given.
20th of this month?
Yep, 20th this month. In 2 weeks.
There'll be further discussion with the board at the end of the meeting, and you can also go on the internet and see our deliberations on it as well.
Okay.
But no other testimony from anyone.
Okay. Thank you.